The commission investigating the 9/11 terror attacks heard a vigorous defense today of New York City's rescue efforts 2.5 years ago, and the panel heard about steps taken since then to improve its emergency response. But commission members and some relatives of victims were skeptical. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Yesterday, the city received a drubbing from the commission about a lack of coordination and miscommunications among emergency responders at the site of the World Trade Center. Today, former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani argued that while some mistakes were made, overall, the city's response to the tragedy was superb. He denied that there was a lack of coordination and said any blame should be directed at the terrorists, not at those who tried to respond.
We're all hurt. We're all damaged. We're all very, very angry. And we're all feeling the loss of heroes that we love. But we have to channel our anger toward doing all that we can to prevent and ameliorate any further attack, because by all predictions, further attacks are going to come.
Giuliani said the city was doing what it could at the time to protect itself. He doubted he would have done anything differently had he received intelligence from Washington in the summer of 2001, which indicated that Al-Qaeda was planning a major attack. Commissioner Slade Gordon, a former Republican senator, noted that thousands of people were evacuated from the World Trade Center successfully, and that almost all who died were on floors above the crash sites, where rescue was all but impossible.
Would it be accurate to say that your people saved, at this cost of 403 of their own lives, 99.5% or more of the people they could conceivably have saved?
I don't know if that would be the exact percentage, Senator, but the reality is that they saved more lives than I think anyone had any right to expect that any human beings would be able to do.
But that exchange brought an extended outburst from the audience, where several hundred relatives of 9/11 victims had been listening intently for the past 2 days.
These people...
I would please ask...
Outside, family members said they're frustrated that many of their questions about what happened that day have yet to be answered. Why police and fire officials didn't work more closely together, why there weren't better plans to deal with a fire in the Twin Towers, and why firefighters on the upper floors never received an order to evacuate. Sally Regenhardt's son, Christian, died in the attacks.
The ugly truth is that these firefighters didn't have a chance. They were sent to a slaughter. They were lambs going to the slaughter. They had radios that did not work, in 1993, and they did not work again.
Back inside the hearing room, not far from the World Trade Center site, Giuliani and current mayor Michael Bloomberg defended the city's actions. They said steps have been taken to improve emergency coordination and to upgrade communications equipment. They repeated what's been said many times during the commission's hearings, that another attack is expected and New York City is a likely target. But Commissioner Tim Romer elicited discouraging answers when he posed a series of questions to one witness, Dennis Smith, a former firefighter who has written about the rescue efforts on 9/11.
Competition between the police and the fire, solved or still a problem?
It's still a problem.
Still a problem. The culture between the two, solved or still a problem?
I think it will get better because it's...
solved or still a problem?
It's still a problem.
The commission plans to hold one more set of hearings next month and to release its final report in July. Pam Fessler, NPR News, New York.